Now his tomb revealed ancient woven flowers. Mark Maron.
Whoa! Wait a minute. There's a disturbance outside the studio. Hey, it's Bruce Jerry. What brings you to L.A., Bruce? Is Cantor's Deli running a two-for-one pastrami deal?
Save the wisecracks, Maron. I came out here because I'm pissed. I ought to give you a knuckle sandwich.
Hey, this is not the time to make a threat like that. That time would have been, a knuckle sandwich threat. That would have been 1934, Grandpa.
Don't make fun of my anachronistic speech patterns. What are you, a wiseacre?
Okay, calm down. Before I have you 86, what's the beef?
Look, I found out what you've been doing with the bits I've been recording for you in New York.
Yeah.
You didn't think I'd listen to the show, did you?
Well, statistically, I was on pretty safe ground. Nobody listens to the show, Bruce.
You were playing me for a chump, Maron. You recorded our intimate conversations before and after we recorded the bits. Then you edited them to make me into a laughingstock.
Bruce, we played your bits just the way you recorded them. I promise, okay? And the bottom line is nobody was laughing.
Don't toy with me.
Okay.
I have proof.
Mm-hmm.
This is a conversation we had last month. It was diabolically altered to give a misleading impression. Play the tape, Bill.
Hey, Bruce, have you heard this? The New England Journal of Medicine is reporting that severe erectile dysfunction affects a man's voice. It seems if a guy goes long enough without getting an erection, his voice starts to speed up.
You seem to be speaking very stiltedly, Mark, but that doesn't make sense to me. His voice speeds up? That's absurd.
How the hell would that happen? Not getting a stiffy doesn't have anything to do with your voice. That can't be in the New England Journal of Medicine.
Well, I hear it's true. Oh, unless the guy is also incontinent. Then, get this, his voice starts to slow down.
What? His voice slows down if he craps himself? That can't be right.
Look, Bruce, that was probably a technical malfunction.
Don't toy with me, Maron. Here's another example. This is our conversation the way it really happened, just after I recorded a bit. Tape, Bill?
Thanks for recording that, Bruce.
Hey, it's what I do.
I hear it's been hot and humid in New York.
Oh, man. Mark, the other day I walked through Greenwich Village, I ended up covered in sweat.
Really? Hey, what's another term for sailors?
Seamen. Why do you ask?
No reason. I bet you don't miss having a car. We pay a lot for that stuff oil is refined into.
You mean gas? Absolutely. It's out of control. Hey, I have to go. I'm cutting a bit for another show.
Yeah. Hey, what do you like on your hamburgers?
Jeez. Look, I really have to go. And now, here's that same conversation as broadcast after heavy editing. Bill?
Hey, let's talk to Bruce Jerry. Bruce, I hear you've been performing cabaret in full drag queen costume.
Hey, it's what I do.
And New York audiences are loving it.
Mark, the other day I walked through Greenwich Village. I ended up covered in semen. Why do you ask?
I'm just happy for you. I heard you were having problems with uncontrollable flatulence.
You mean gas? Absolutely. It's out of control. Hey, I have to go.
Well, that's obvious.
I'm cutting cheese. Look, I really have to go.
Yeah, take care of that. Bruce Cherry, everybody. Look, Bruce, that was not me. I'm going to track down whoever is responsible and fire them. Please accept my personal apologies.
Yeah, what about this thing we're doing now? This is pre-recorded.
Look, you have my word. This will air just as we recorded it.
Well, okay. But it better not happen again.
It won't. Do you have anything else you'd like to say?
I'm cutting cheese. I'm cutting cheese. I'm cutting cheese.
Bruce Cherry, everybody.
I'm cutting cheese. Is that the stupidest thing you've ever heard?
It's great to see you, man.
I've outdone myself.
You have outdone yourself. So now, how long are you in town for?
I'm here till Monday morning, Mark, so I'll be appearing on your show every day until then.
Really? You coming in tomorrow, too?
No, I don't have the time.
Oh, man. You set me up, and then you knock me down.
Is there a show tomorrow?
Sure there is.
Okay.
What day is tomorrow? It's Friday, isn't it?
Yeah.
What do you know? What are you saying? What do you mean, is there a show tomorrow?
I'm not an emissary. I don't know nothing.
You were in New York. What's going on?
I'm at the Nexus of Power.
Yeah, you are. How's that feel? Why don't you tell the people that are curious as to what's going on at Air America, what's going on at Air America?
I don't know anything about what's going on at Air America. That's why I'm still at Air America.
So by the time this airs, we'll have gone to the Friars in Beverly Hills.
That's right, which I have never been to in Los Angeles.
Did you talk to Jim about his cat? You guys go back. Say something nice.
Jim, I'm sure the cat will be fine.
You're going to the Friars?
You want to go too?
I thought you were having a big meeting tonight.
Yeah, that's at 6.
Yeah. Then you're going to the Friars. You're going to laugh it off at the Friars with you know.
He's got a meeting. He's got a performance.
Captain Trips here
it's
for
show business.
I am a professional, Jim. I'm a professional. I have literally, let me be honest with you about my life in show business. I've cried, literally, like before, like 5 minutes, Mr. Maron. Here. 5 minutes, Mr. Maron. I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I can do it. I don't want to go on stage. Mr. Maron, showtime. Hey, everybody, what's going on?
Hey, man, I believe that 100%.
Captain Trips?
Captain Trips.
Well, actually, there was intimations earlier that I was some sort of narcotics dealer.
Hey, why don't you and Bill Kolar have a third eye kiss? Why don't you guys go connect head
and
chakras?
And a feet narcotics dealer at that.
And know? A feet narcotics
yeah,
dealer.
A feet.
A feet. I've never...
harsh words coming from a man who's crossed his legs like... Marlene Dietrich. Oops.
Yeah. You can say that because we're taping. You know, this whole thing is going to be like time travel.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you guys are, that's good that you have this friendship thing going.
I can't say Marlene Dietrich.
It's interesting that you're not Jewish because you do look like an elderly Jewish woman.
Oh, man, you didn't take
where did this come from? Where did this come from?
Nothing?
Man.
That gets nothing?
Oh, my God. What it got was shock, hurt, and pain. I can't believe.
I don't know how to insult. No. I throw a little barb like you guys were doing, and the response I get is like, why would you hurt me like that?
We're hothouse flowers.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'll see you at the Friars.
Oh, it will have fun.
Yeah, well, I will have seen you at the Friars.
Ladies get in free.
Yeah. I love you, man, and I appreciate everything you're doing, and thank you for doing that stuff for our show.
Don't try to hug me.
No, I'm going to. Be back in a second.
Captain Trips.